Welcome to A World Over Christmas. I'm Raymond Arroyo. This week we depart from our usual lineup of headlines and issues to reflect on the meaning of this season. It is a time for us to remember the birth of Christ and to savor time with family and friends. During the next hour, we'll be joined by an array of world-renowned artists who will share their memories, faith, and music with us. We'll take you to Vienna to hear the voices of the three tenors, Domingo, Carreras, and Pavarotti. We'll also bring you an exclusive interview with Charlotte Church, the 14-year-old soprano that is taking the world by storm. Then it's off to New Orleans for some down-home Christmas favorites from Grammy winner Aaron Neville. Irish tenor John McDermott will also join us with a new holiday tune. Of all the recording artists in the world, perhaps none have enjoyed the acclaim or enchanted audiences the world over like our first guests. Placido Domingo, José Carreras, and Luciano Pavarotti recently shared the stage in Vienna, Austria, for a Christmas concert. It's the first time the three tenors have ever recorded sacred and secular Christmas classics. Here's what they had to say about working together and the sheer joy of singing this sacred material.
It occurred to the three of us that it would be nice to have one Christmas program that we will do together. It was very interesting to do something that was quieter, and it was kind of the religious feeling for the holidays.
What is in the program, what is in the CD, we try to combine the most popular songs also with different languages, and why not, also with things that we really enjoy to sing. It's a tremendous experience every time. To be able to be on stage with two of the most important tenors from the century, it is, of course, a tremendous joy. In this case, we sang also some duets, and this is something new.
We did it, Jose and me, together in the concert, and I think it's very, very tender, you know.
The Christmas song that I am singing alone, I was singing in the church when I was a 12-year-old kid. I think is unique. That is the collaboration with two tenors, who is the dream of Mr. Pavarotti.
Now from Vienna, we want to give you a glimpse of that Christmas concert. Here are the three tenors to start off our world over Christmas, singing an American classic, Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas,
The Three Tenors Christmas is available from Sony Classical. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Aaron Neville, but I wanted to give you a little preview. Here's an excerpt from a concert our cameras recorded in New Orleans. Aaron Neville has an intense devotion to Mary, as you will see. And since we're in the Christmas season, we thought it a good time to remember her place in the mystery of salvation. Here's Aaron Neville singing Ave Maria. When Our World Over Christmas continues, soprano Charlotte Church will join us with some special Christmas carols from the Holy Land and an exclusive interview. The World Over Christmas returns in a moment.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Church, and I'm up next on the World Over Live Christmas special, so stay tuned.
Witness the faith that moves mountains, the humility that God exalts, and the devotion He cherishes, all in one man. Brother Andre, only on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN. From the dawn of time, there have been stories of hope and despair, of love and faith, and courage. You have heard the story of the three wise men who followed the star and who offered their gifts to the Christ child. EWTN presents a story you may not have heard. The story of the fourth wise man. Martin Sheen plays the title role in this poignant Christmas tale of another who sought to bring his treasures to the newborn king and instead discovered riches beyond measure. The fourth wise man. Here on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
EWTN is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If your cable or satellite provider doesn't carry EWTN's full programming lineup, give them a call and let them know you would like to receive EWTN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
To A World Over Christmas. The name Charlotte Church, it was not terribly well known a few years ago, but today, after three successful albums, her music is enjoyed around the globe. Her new Christmas CD, Dream a Dream, is the most popular Christmas CD of the year and has sold in the millions. Our Rebecca Amos recently sat down with a little Catholic girl from Wales to talk about her life, her work, and Christmas.
Charlotte Church's voice has melted the hearts of audiences around the world. The 14-year-old from Wales has spent the past 2 years performing for world leaders and crowds of thousands while selling millions of albums. It's a career that took off when Charlotte found herself at the right place at the perfect time.
Well, my Auntie Caroline got onto a TV show when I was 11, and I've been singing classically with my singing teacher Louise since I was 9 and a half, and so I kind of had this operatic voice. And so you needed a friend or family member to introduce you onto the show that my auntie was on. It was called the Big Big Talent Show. And the researchers decided that they wanted me to introduce my auntie, and so the host of the show knew I could sing. So he asked me to sing, and I sang Three Lines of Iyezu, and I got lots of ancient interest and everything like that, and then I got a record deal, so it was quite amazing.
So many of your songs, looking at your three CDs, have a Christian background. They're songs that have to do with the church, with the Lord. Tell us how you choose your songs and why it's so important to incorporate Christian songs.
Everybody says I have a voice of an angel, and so we thought, you know, because some of the most beautiful songs are kind of like hymns and, you know, kind of church songs and sacred songs. And so they were all just incorporated into my repertoire from day one, really, so.
You have a new CD with Christmas songs. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I've got a new CD called Dream a Dream, which has all Christmas songs on it, and it has, you know, lots of traditional hymns on it, and, you know, like When a Child is Born and Mary's Boy Child and all these different Christmas songs and O Holy Night. And so, you know, it was kind of like the natural thing to do.
Across the land, towards the brand new born.
so many of us love the Christmas season and have stories to tell. What's your favorite moment looking back in the past of Christmas?
I probably haven't got one favorite Christmas memory. I mean, every year we kind of do the same thing. We go down my grandmother's house, have roast dinner at my grandmother's house because my mum can't cook. And So we go down my nana's house, and so it's my nana, my grandfather, my auntie, my uncle, my cousin, me and my mum and my dad, all down my grandmother's house. We have roast dinner, half the family fall asleep, half of them are left up playing board games, and then we all go down my auntie Frances's house, who's my grandmother's sister. Auntie Frances has got like four kids who are all like my mum's age, and then they've all got grandchildren, so there's like about 30 of us who pack into Auntie Frances' house, which is a really small house. And so sometimes we'll go there and, you know, all the kids will like be together and all the adults will be like together, and then sometimes we'll play Trivial Pursuit for my dad, but we have fun. Or sometimes we go down my Uncle Paul's pub called the Culver in Cardiff, and so you know, he kind of closes off the pub and he'll have like a family evening there. And because all my family sing, except my parents, all of my extended cousins and everyone, they all sing. And so generally, instead of having a disco or anything, everybody gets up and has a sing song.
Wow, some great traditions there. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. We have the best parties.
Now tell us, you are a Catholic. What was it like when you met the Holy Father?
It was amazing to meet the Pope. It was really, really cool. I mean, my grandmother was supposed to meet him with us, so we went there in December to do the concert, the Christmas in the Vatican concert, and we were supposed to meet him on the day of the concert, and we were all getting ready to meet him. It was an hour before, and they called us and they said, he's too ill to meet you. And my nana was so upset because she'd been a devout Catholic all of her life. She goes to church every Sunday and now she's really ill, and so she was really, really upset. But then we got to go back in January, and me and my mum met him in January. So it was really, really amazing.
That's wonderful. And I understand he gave you a blessing.
Yeah, and basically I bent down to kiss his ring. And then I had my great-grandmother's rosary beads, which he blessed for me. And then he touched my face and he said, La Cantante, which means the singer in Italian.
Do you find your faith is particularly strong as you head toward the Christmas season?
At Christmas time, I always sing at midnight mass because in the parish we're in, then it's just kind of been that I always sing at midnight mass. And in the past 2 years, I sang Silent Night, and I've got a Christmas CD. All the priests are going, please don't sing Silent Night again, and they're like, have the CD, pick off the CD, and so they're like, oh yay.
You also made a trip to the Holy Land.
Yeah, I went to the Holy Land to film two specials for PBS, and it was an amazing experience. We went to Bethlehem, we went to Nazareth, and we went to Jerusalem, and we went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and my mum was like crying in the corner, and I was like, calm down, mum. That was just unbelievable. I learned some really amazing facts when I went there. Like, supposedly Mary was 14 when she had Jesus, and it took the three wise men, you know, you expect them to be there on the night of Jesus' birth. Well, it took them like 6 months to get there, because they had to like travel over the desert. And you imagine it was just the three wise kings going on their own on the camels, but there was probably about 50 people with them, and all these really, really interesting facts. But it's really, really cool to go there and see the history and everything. So I really enjoyed myself. And when we went to the Church of the Nativity and you bent down and you kissed the place where Jesus was born, it was really, really amazing.
You have this wonderful career. You are jet-setting all over the world. But when it's all said and done, we all see that you have a great time just being 14. You've got so much energy, and I'm sure you have a lot of hobbies besides singing.
Yeah, I love playing squash. I love swimming. I love reading. I love reading about philosophy and ancient history, especially Egyptian, Roman and Greek. And just hanging out with my friends and, you know, being around my family and that type of stuff. And I love Christmas time. I performed all the Christmas carols on Dream a Dream in the Dalmatian Abbey, and it was such a picturesque place. It was absolutely gorgeous, and we had these big ceilings, and it was beautiful tiled floors and everything, with big massive windows. It was really, really cool, and it was great to be like performing in such a special place. And we have a little tour around there because supposedly that's where Mary was laid to rest. So it was really cool. I just loved the whole part of it.
Charlotte's complete, cool performance from Dalmatian Abbey can be seen on PBS throughout the Christmas season. Her new CD, Dream a Dream, is available in stores. When our world over Christmas continues, Grammy winner Aaron Neville joins us for an exclusive interview and some Christmas favorites. And the creative staff of the world over will be on set for some holiday cheer. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Aaron Neville. Merry Christmas to the viewers of EWTN.
The infinite goodness and mercy of God, which caused the divine Son to come and live among us, reached down beforehand and prepared one of us to say yes, one of us to go every inch of the way of salvation, one of us to always be loyal, always be faithful, one of us to be his mother and our mother.
Join Father Benedict Grischel for Insight into Mary's Sublime Dignity with the devotional feature, Mary, Mother of God, only on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
Hello, I'm Nellie Gray, president of the March for Life Fund. On January 22, America will be suffering 28 years of Roe versus Wade. This respect for our right to life in America and the intentional killing of an estimated 40 million innocent preborn children. Please come join us at the 28th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. to stop abortion. For more details of this important March for Life, see the address and contact us there.
Each week, Dr. Timothy O'Donnell takes a detailed look at the gospel that will give you a new appreciation for God's Word. Luke, Meek Scribe of Christ, on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
Christmas special. I'm Raymond Arroyo. Despite his imposing stature and bulging muscles, our next guest, Aaron Neville, has the voice of an angel. By his own admission, he's been to hell and back. He's beaten drug addiction through prayer and song. Today, he's a committed Catholic with a deep devotion to Mary and St. Jude. That faith is apparent on his new EMI CD release, Devotion. We recently spoke to him in New Orleans about Christmas and the power of song. Aaron, tell me, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas is the day Jesus was born. A lot of people forget that. They think it's time to go out and buy toys and buy presents and all, you know, yeah. Spend a bunch of money and forget that it's the birth of Christ. You know, my favorite Christmas song is O Holy Night, you know.
Why is it your favorite?
Because what it's talking about. You ever check the words out there?
That second stanza.
Yeah. O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Long lay the world in sin and error, pining. Day appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A new and glorious morn.
That second stanza, that chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother.
Yeah.
That means a lot to you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It should mean a lot to everybody.
I read another article where they had that phrase, and I thought, with the drugs, and all of us have our sins.
Oh, yeah.
But the lights went on for me when I realized, when I made the connection there.
Yeah.
Was the drugs a slavery?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was definitely a slave. If you had time, I'd read one of my poems to you, but I don't know.
Well, hey, I always got time to hear one of your poems.
You have time?
We'll do it, yeah.
This is called Little Junkie Boy.
Okay.
The junkie is a lonely man searching for peace of mind. No matter how many dope dens he visits each day, peace he just cannot find. Hey, little junkie boy, do you know what's in store for you tomorrow? Will it be sunshine and flowers, or will it be pain and sorrow? Hey man, come out of that nod. Stop scratching like a hound. Is that what it makes you do after you've gotten down? Don't turn that corner. Watch out, beware, or you might end up behind bars. You gotta be swift, always on your toes, ducking them police calls. Your mom is really worried about you, but she can't help you now. Your life is in the hands of the man. She tried her best to steer you right, but you just wouldn't understand. All she can do now is say a little prayer and leave it in the hands of the Lord, because they're taking you away from the folks that you love and handing you to a prison guard.
This poetry was the genesis for some of Aaron Neville's most personal and evocative music.
This next song is a song I wrote, sort of like a little testimony from one of my CDs.
Mm-hmm.
walk through this world. Sometimes it's out of frame. My life has up and down and close to an end. I've been through the mill and I've paid my dues. Walked so many miles in different people's shoes. But I've been through the fire and I've walked in the rain. Just the joy and endure the pain. Once I was a schemer, but I always was a dreamer. But it took me who I was and where I've been to make me who I am. I met a lot of lost souls in the bowels of heaven. Traveled down some crooked roads, got some stories left to tell. With the junkie, it's their choice. Broken bread with the devil, fall on my knees to go. Some days I was blessed, some nights I was dead, but I always tried to lend a helping hand. Once I was a deceiver, now I am a believer. But it took me who I was and where I've been to make me who I am. Children, all strung out on the ones who care about them, many without hope. I've been lucky that I always had a song. I sing it with compassion. It's right and right and wrong. My life was wretched, but why should I regret it? 'Cause it took me who I was and where I've been to make me who I am.
Dedicate this to my friends in jail, to my brother Jake, who had to ride the rail, to my friends Rooney and Melvin, who was so dear, so misunderstood, but I wish they were still here. I hear this song that I sing from my heart, ever in my soul, even though we had to part.
Now I am a believer, but it took me where I was and where I've been to make me who I am. God said I forgive you. Cause I know it took who you were and where you came from to make you what you are. Cause I know it took who you were and where you came from to make you what you are.
When did you write that?
It was back in the late 70s or something like
that. Autobiographical?
No, it's just stuff I saw, you know. I mean, when I started writing, it's like somebody telling me the words. Like, you know, I'd be in a car writing on the steering wheel.
Really? Is that how it comes, like inspiration?
Yeah, I can't sit on and just plan. I'm going to write, you know. I'd be throwing paper away. But if when I get inspired, I just write and it comes to me like I'm being, you know.
Like you're taking dictation.
Yeah.
Tell me, Aaron, your worst Christmas and then your best.
Well, I don't know. All of them the best, but I can't actually pinpoint a worst one, you know. Hmm.
Well, tell me about the best, then.
Well, I mean, the best is, you know, when all the family is there, you know, and you see everybody and everybody's doing okay, and, you know, but that's what it's about. It ain't about, you know, who got a present or with all that, you know.
Right.
Because I don't even want nothing for Christmas. Just, I tell my kids, they ask me what I want for Christmas, for you to be healthy and well and, you know, safe at home.
What about your musical memories? I'm sure music has an important part of this season for you.
I did a tour with Roberta Flack.
I saw that, The Colors of Christmas.
Right, and Peebo Bryson and Melissa Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, I had a chance to sing, you know, some of my Christmas stuff. And it was, and hear them sing, you know.
Are there songs from your childhood you remember hearing around the house? Hearing your parents sing or hearing on the...
Well, I recorded the one that, the Nat King Cole, Chestnuts Roasting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that and Charles Brown, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing, ringing. The glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting. Ooh, once again, choirs will be singing.
Why do you think we don't hear the hymns, those beautiful old hymns about the Nativity? Why have those kind of taken a back seat to the more secular stuff?
Because whoever's doing it is looking at a dollar. They're not looking at souls. They're not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not worrying about somebody's soul. Or they're looking at the cash register.
But your album had all kind of sacred music on it. It sold.
Yeah.
What do you...
I'm just saying that it's not the most important thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And they, so, like mine was meant to have more sacred than anything else, you know, but I mixed it up, you know, because I want to do another one, you know.
Why do you want to do another one? What's going to be on it?
I don't know yet. I know it's going to be on my next spiritual album because I've been mm-hmm. thinking about that for years. Yeah. But the Christmas album, I don't know, I want to write something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful time of year to celebrate.
Yeah. I always say that Christmas, I mean, that feeling should be all year long. It shouldn't just, you know, New Year's come, it's all over, you know, walk over the guy out on the street like he ain't there no more, you know.
Yeah. And what is your hope for people this year? Your Christmas wish for them?
My Christmas wish is that people could, like I said, realize that we just had one planet and realize that we're all just one people, you know. We may be different shades or whatever, but all made in the image of God. And we should love each other like he wants us. You know, they have a caption in the paper where these people are saying, I wonder why God don't come out here and do something about all these hung and homeless people that got out here. Mm-hmm. And the other caption, God saying, I wonder why those people don't do what I put them there to do, to look out for each other, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do this Christmas season. Well, Aaron Neville, Merry Christmas.
Same here. Singing, yeah,
Jesus, the concert you saw in the piece was a Christmas benefit Mr. Neville gave to help the homeless of New Orleans. If you'd like to contribute, they can be reached at 504-861-5800. Stay with us. We have more music from the three tenors, Aaron Neville and Irish tenor John McDermott, and the hardworking staff of the world over is on the other side of this break. We'll be back in a moment.
When my dear mother sang her song, and Christ the King was born.
The year 2000 is drawing to a close, and ahead of us lies a new dawn. Begin the year in prayer with EWTN. On New Year's Eve, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word will celebrate the solemn Mass of Reparation. Join us as we pray to make atonement for the sins of the past year, so that we may begin anew. It's a live presentation of the solemn Mass of Reparation. New Year's Eve at midnight, here on EWTN. Bob and Penny Lord take you on pilgrimages around the world to the hallowed shrines of the great saints.
Watch us each week as we bring you a new super saint on EWTN, the Global Catholic Network.
Visit the places that commemorate the holiness of faithful sons and daughters of the Church. Super Saints, only on the Global Catholic Network, EWTN. Arm yourself with the truth about the Vicar of Christ. Host Patrick Madrid examines common myths and misconceptions about the papacy in his series, Pope Fiction.
When somebody says in Scripture, it says this, that, or the other about Peter, well, I know how to respond to that now from Scripture.
Now you can tell the difference between fact and fiction when it comes to the Pope.
You'll know by watching Pope Fiction.
Join Pat Madrid for Pope Fiction, only on EWTN.
Francis,
Therese,
John,
Mary,
Margaret,
Anne,
Joseph,
Luke,
Michael, Paul,
Benedict,
Thomas,
Joe,
Bernadette.
Do you remember the name you took?
Christmas. I'm Raymond Arroyo, and true to our word, let's go to Ireland for a new Christmas song from Irish tenor John McDermott. Here is Christmas Memories, followed by a spirited three tenors rendition of Feliz Navidad.
The Christmas season's here at last, I wish you peace and joy. I'll sing a song to days long gone and pray you will enjoy. For the fondest memories I recall were on a Christmas morn when my dear father sang his songs and Christ the King was born. The songs he sang so loudly rang throughout our happy house. But when Mother took her turn, he sat as quiet as a mouse. For the fondest memories I recall were on a Christmas morn when my dear mother sang her song and Christ the King was born. I am my father's son, you know, and I sing on Christmas Day. I'll sing a song to days long gone, those who passed away. I have four children proud and strong, and they have children too. And on Christmas morn, they sing along, just like we used to do. The fondest memories we shall have take place on Christmas morn, when our children's children sing their songs, and Christ the King was born.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Christmas celebration would be complete without being surrounded by friends and family, and I'm blessed to have both with me tonight. This is part of the creative team that brings you this show week in and week out, the same people who produce the Jubilee events throughout the year and any special events. They are, to my right, Chris Edwards. He writes our news headlines for the program each week. Rebecca Amos, who produces our segments, the Arts and Culture and World Cam, and our features. And my right hand, our lead producer, John Elson, who oversees all aspects of the production each week. Christmas is a time to be thankful, and I'm really thankful to you guys for your hard work, for your dedication. And we should also express our gratitude to our directors, Chris Sadowski and Jody Copeland, and all the EWTN staff who keep the show going each week. To our executive producer, Doug Keck, who is so supportive of our work, and to Mother Angelica, without whom this show, indeed this network, would not be possible. We thank you as well. Now, guys, what are you all doing this Christmas? What are you doing?
I'm going down to South Alabama, a little ways down the road, spending time with my family and friends. I'm very excited.
So no frequent flyer.
No, not at all.
For you.
No.
Where are you going?
Well, I'll be going to spend some time with some relatives in Virginia and New York, and I want to thank my parents in advance for all of their Christmas gifts.
Oh. And I'll be traveling to the great state of Texas to visit my family, and I also like to wish my relatives in Canada, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Very Merry Christmas this year.
All right, this is not time for personal messages. Stop and see me in New Orleans on your way down. Finally, we want to thank you, the viewers, for supporting us and giving us your time during this last year. We will continue to strive to bring you the very best from the world over, all that is seen and unseen in the new year. In the meantime, on behalf of all of us, we want to wish you a blessed Christmas and a happy new year. We leave you now with Aaron Neville and the Zion Harmonizers singing White Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay. White Christmas.
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 White Christmas. Where the
treetops
listen and cheer the listeners to hear.
When bells in the snow, yeah.
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas.
With every Christmas card I write. May your day be merry and bright. And may all your Christmas be bright.
Stay tuned for a Catholic classic, Life is Worth Living with Archbishop Fulton Sheen, coming up next on EWTN.
The infinite goodness.